Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I decided to start a series of podcasts on four-letter words that apply to animals. Now, before you get the idea that I routinely swear at my dogs and the cat and the fish, I don't. This isn't to say that I never do, but in general, I don't. But although the idea of heaping profanity on animals is a real turnoff and a horror for most of us to even consider, the fact remains that there are some what seem like perfectly normal and acceptable four-letter words that can creep into our interactions with animals and wreak havoc. For example, consider the word hope. Most of us think of hope as a positive thing. But hope has a way of backfiring, too. If every time we think about medicating the cat, we say, "Oh, I hope I can do this." Or when it comes to making the changes to correct the behavioral problem in the dog, we say, "Oh, I so hope this works." This is a good place for the mirror test. Stand in front of your mirror and make all these hopeful statements to your mirror. For example, "Oh, I hope the dog doesn't bark when the company arrives. I hope the dog doesn't jump on people. I hope the dog won't growl and snap at the UPS man this time. I hope the dog will be okay with my sister's kids when they visit. I hope the cat won't scratch my mother-in-law. I hope the cat will use the litter box. I hope the cat won't get hairballs." Do you see the problem? Compare your body language and your emotional state when you say, "I hope the dog won't bite the delivery guy," or "I hope the cat won't scratch the baby," versus when you say, "I know the dog won't bite the delivery guy. I know the cat won't scratch the baby." Now, I know that there are some people out there who will say, "Nobody can know. Any dog can bite, any cat can scratch," and that is true. But animals do not just randomly misbehave for the sheer hell of it. They do it for very specific reasons in very specific physical and mental environments. If we address those issues, then we greatly decrease that probability. But if we just hope, hope is a dead end. It's open-ended. Well, if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, I hope it does. But, you know, I hope that the planets will align just right and the UPS man or my mother-in-law or the little kids or everybody else will behave in such a way that my dog will behave or my cat will behave. But when we say, I know my dog will behave, I know my cat will behave, "no" is a four-letter word that, rather than absolving us of the responsibility for our animal's behavior, says loudly and clearly, "I accept it."
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm at mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.